You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com. You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com. Hey, welcome to the Chris Spangle Show. Now, this week, we will have a swamp episode, but here's the thing with the swamp episodes. Rob is very, he's like actually important and older with responsibilities, and so whenever we schedule them, sometimes they fall through. We were supposed to record this morning. He's actually getting hit by the hurricane, so his power's out. So we're going to try again Sunday morning, but my goal this year is to be consistent and to not miss an episode and to make sure there's something here every Saturday. So I am launching a brand new podcast called podcastingandplatforms.com. And this is a podcast that I've wanted to do forever, that I've been encouraged to do forever. And I was kind of like, why, A, do I have the time? B, would I make my employer mad? I don't plan on giving trade secrets, but you never know, because the work that I'll be talking about here is similar to what I do there. But I've learned a lot doing podcasting, and the goal is kind of like, imagine if you could go back to the beginning of We Are Libertarians and sit with me as I work through all of this stuff. And I want to do a couple things with this. And you guys are my favorite audience of all my podcasts, my babies. And I am always open and honest with you first and foremost. I had to start the show because I've got a wedding to pay for and I want to buy a house. And I need to get moving on this brand that I've been thinking about for like 6 years, but have just been procrastinating on because I just didn't think that I was good enough to do it, or that I knew enough, or that it was worth it. And, you know, I've really over the last year been encouraged by mentors and friends, especially people like Trisha Stewart Mann from Gingerarchy and my fiance Reagan. They're like, I know you don't think you're good at this stuff, but everybody else does, so it doesn't matter what's in your head. So that's kind of what this first episode is about. It is really like, if you want to do something, you've got to do it. You know, there's a big message of the Chris Spangle Show forever has been, you've got to empower yourself, make yourself the best version of yourself so you can build and make your communities better, which will make the fabric of society repaired. At this point, it's pretty damn well ripped. And, you know, the podcasting and platforms thing is as much about community building and building your own streams of income so you aren't relying on one person and one job, and as it is just about building a podcast. So I really not going to become a life coach. I'm not going to give you the 15 steps to becoming a better person. It's going to be fairly technical and, you know, here's what I'm doing. I mean, I was actually inspired by, there's this great new HGTV show. This is how you know I'm getting middle-aged. It's called Island Renovation or something. And so this couple like goes and buys this Bahamian resort and like builds it. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, I really want to stay here. So I think I'd have a better shot of you guys engaging with the podcast about podcasting if I showed you how I built the podcast. So it's a little meta, but that's what it's going to be. We've done a couple different episodes throughout the history on the Building of the Wall Network and everything, but this is going to be just a culmination of all of my technical experience, and I just hope that you'll go and subscribe and support me. And you know, even if you have no plans on building a podcast, do me a favor and subscribe. But I really think everybody should have a podcast. It is, you know, for so long, audio has kind of been a second class citizen on social media. And you can get a cool embed on Facebook with a YouTube video or a link to a written piece of content or an image. And the only other piece of content is audio. And now all these companies are starting to take this super seriously. And a podcast does a lot of great things for you. It teaches you how to speak well. I'm still not there, but it teaches you how to do research. It teaches you how to be consistent and tasks in your life. It it gives you friends. It gave me my fiance. Like, it's the main circle of friends. So I just, I love podcasting. I love its potential. It seems like, oh, we're too late to podcasting, and you're not. We're right at the beginning. We're at the AOL disk era of podcasting. And so it's just the right time to get started on this and to help people kind of put together their own thing, because everybody's nerdy about something. There's something that you drive your family crazy with, and that's what you should podcast about. And, you know, it, whether you're a hobbyist or you're a professional, I'm going to take you into every aspect. I eventually want to do things like courses, and I don't know much about email marketing and sales funnels and all that stuff. And so I'm going to be learning some of those things along with you. You get to hear all that stuff. And so I just hope that you'll go check it out and hope you find some inspiration in it. All right. Thank you. And hopefully Sunday or Monday, we will have a Swamp episode. If not, Harry will be hosting on the 17th. That is the day of the wall pool party. Everybody's flying in. Rimzo and Brian Nichols and Trisha Stewart Mann and Jess Mears is even coming. So all the stars of the We Are Libertarians Network will be in Newcastle, Indiana, and we'll do like a special podcast, hopefully. But stay tuned for that. We look forward to seeing everybody. But again, it just shows you the great power of community building that podcasting can bring you, and you should get started too. So I'm going to help you over at podcastingandplatforms.com. Please go subscribe to the email newsletter. Now, without further ado, here is the first episode of the podcast. And again, no production because I haven't thought about that yet. Literally just pushing myself to do it, giving myself a weekly deadline and to work on this stuff when I have spare time. And I am going to put this in the Chris Spangle Show feed just to kind of help promote it and get it started. Every week, but I would love for you to go check out that other podcast feed and subscribe there. And also thinking about adding the Liberty Explained to this feed every week as well. So, just kind of, I'm doing good work. This is the place where everybody is. It's hard to get people to move over to a different feed. And I want you guys to hear the work that I'm outputting. So that's why. So hopefully you don't get mad that it's junking up your feed, all that stuff. So anyways, I'm rambling. I'm talking too much. I apologize. Now here's more of me rambling. Welcome to Podcasting and Platforms. Where do I begin? I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea. So the podcast about podcasting idea is something that I have been thinking about in my head for 6 years, 7 years. And it is one of those things that I've always talked myself out of for so many reasons. And I'll give you the reasons that I told myself after I tell you the real reason. The real reason is that I didn't think anybody would want to listen to me. Who am I that anyone would want to learn podcasting from? And over the last couple of years, I've had some great mentors and friends kind of point out to me, and this is, I think, something that will happen to you, point out to me that I get asked to lunch a couple times a month by people wanting to learn how to podcast. And that's gone on since 2013. I am a paid podcast consultant by the Leaders and Legends podcast. I run a podcasting network called the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network with 13 different shows that's built a great community that has 5 million downloads. I'm a co-host on the Pat Down podcast with, you know, over 50,000 listeners a week. I work for a nationally syndicated radio show and produce their podcast and have uploaded 18,000 of those shows. Like, at a certain... My friend Robert, my friend Ryan Ripley of the Agile for Humans podcast, my friend Trisha, and my fiance Reagan are all like, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't people want to listen to you? I still don't totally believe that, but here I am. And you will always try to talk yourself out of it and do kind of what I've been doing, which is, okay, I'm going to start this. I'm going to think up a name. I'll get a logo. I'll start the website. I'll start looking at all the technology. I'll start looking at what other people are doing. Oh, wow, this website's really nice. Holy cow, this webinar is great. Man, I need to buy these. I can't start until I buy this $750 course, watch it completely, and then I can begin. And oh, by the way, I'll never watch that course. Because if I finish the course, then I have to begin. So I am sitting here in front of you without a plan for this, and I am a prep hog. When I sit down to the Chris Spangle Show, I have a plan. Like, I have a 16-page outline for what we're going to do. I've thought about that plan in my head. And I am winging it, which is very uncomfortable for me in this episode, because I want this to be really polished and professional, and I've just got to put my voice to tape, to be honest with you, to get started and release this and put this out there. Because if I don't do that and don't force myself to have the deadline and get the ball rolling, I'm never going to do it. So I think the first thing that every podcaster or potential podcaster needs to know is that you will always have that resistance. There will always be in the back of your mind, why would anybody want to listen to me? Why am I an expert on this thing? Well, you're an expert on it because you're super nerdy about it and you talk about it all the time. God help you if you are out at a cocktail party or we're at a family function and you ask me about podcasting. Like, I'm known for my libertarian podcast, and I just am, like, politics is just so ugly now that I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm, nah, okay, great, you like that guy? All right, cool. But if you ask me about podcasting, you better buckle up for, like, 2 hours, because I love this. I have always loved audio. I've always loved radio. I've always loved podcasting. You can go check out a little bit about my story at the About page on podcastingandplatforms.com. I love doing this. I'm nerdy about it. And there's a thing that you're nerdy about that you drive your spouse crazy with, or that your family is tired of hearing about, or the thing that you spend a little too much money on, that if you just do it, if you just start a podcast, you may get, let's say, 50 listeners. You may get 5,000 listeners. You may get 5 million listeners and build a great community around that thing, because other people are nerdy about it too, and they're looking for other people that are excited about this hobby or this idea or this organization or this brand. Like, people don't go out and walk out their front door anymore to find community. They get online and find things where they can connect with people around a certain thing. And we've seen this at We Are Libertarians. You know, we've done this for 10 years now. We've had 100 different co-hosts. We've had 25 different shows on the network. We are flying in 30, 40 people to a pool party, just a social hang with all the co-hosts and all the people that contribute to it and some of our top patrons. And we're going to have a great time, and it's going to be a community-building thing, because it makes up the bulk of my friendships now. It's how I met my fiance. And so podcasting is not just about content marketing and, you know, audio is now going to take over video and writing in the content marketing space, and this is how you can build a funnel to build your own business. There is some of that. There is some truth to that. But at the end of the day, it's really building a community of like-minded people where you can build friendships and relationships that will enrich your life. And I want to do this podcast because I want to find other people that are nerdy about podcasting and are nerdy about building a podcast, or they want to learn about building a podcast, but they don't know how, or people that have a podcast, but they're stuck at a certain step. Well, my experience over 20 years of radio and podcasting and video editing and building TV shows, and like, I've just been pushed by my friends and family to look at the career that I've had, and they've said, you're dumb if you don't do this. Quit resisting doing this. And it kind of has pushed me to do it. Not just that, but also because I want to find a way to make revenue with this, because I've got a wedding to pay for now. I've got a future stepdaughter that we have to pay for. We want to buy a house. I'm currently in a luxury apartment on the south side of Indianapolis, and we'd like to buy a house, and Lord knows home prices are expanding. So what I'm going to do with podcasting and platforms is record weekly what's happening in this new business of mine, in this new podcast. And I'm going to take you step by step on how I'm building it, where I'm starting, what am I thinking. I want to take you behind the scenes. Like, is this going to be a, I'd love to do this as a storytelling podcast. Like, not just sit here and have a conversation with you like this, but have conversations with other people, maybe mix in some music, have it sound really cool. All right, well, what would it take for me to do that? And then I'm going to put that to tape so you can hear me think that through, talk to the vendors. And we're going to start at the beginning. How do you come up with a name? What's the first thing you do? Do you start the website? Do you find the podcast host? Do you buy the equipment? Should you get a logo? What do you do? So the first few weeks, we're going to kind of be going through the 18 questions that I think everybody needs to ask themselves before they start a podcast. And the first one is, where do I begin? Because you, if you are listening to this, probably have an idea in your head for a podcast that you've had for years, thinking, who will listen to me? Why should I do this? I don't even know where to begin. I've looked into it, and there's a million different options, and it's all super confusing, and I've bought these courses, and I've done this or that. And I want you to know that's completely normal. That is what every single other person does. And the next step is blowing a lot of money on equipment. Don't do that. All right. So that's the second step is, don't spend money yet. Let's think through some things before we get into this. So that is what the next few episodes will be, is thinking through before we launch. Now, I will say I have built the podcast feed. I do have a logo. I do have a website. I do have an email newsletter that you can sign up for at podcastingandplatforms.com. I have done some things ahead of time to set the table here. And the reason is that to get you out there in the world to the sound of my voice, I had to do that to get you in to this place. So forgive me, there are some things that I have worked ahead on, but I will go through that stuff once it's time for you and your podcast journey to get to that stage. I will walk you through that. But the first question you've got to answer is, where do I begin? And the place that you begin is knowing that resistance is completely normal. Doesn't matter if you have no clue how to do a podcast at all, if you are 20 years into your podcasting career, or 15 years, because it didn't exist 20 years ago, resistance is totally normal. And the resource that I would recommend for this is the War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, where he talks a lot about resistance. It's a short book, great audiobook too, that you can work through your resistance and think about your artist journey and how you can fight through that. And you can get that in the show notes. Make sure you go check that out. Make sure you also subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe at podcastingandplatforms.com to the email newsletter. And let's walk on this journey together, and hopefully you get something out of my journey in building this podcast as you take a look over my shoulder. Thank you, and we will see you again next week. I've decided this is a weekly podcast, and we'll answer frequency down the road. But for now, I'm going to do this weekly. So please check it out and make sure you spread the word, really. I mean, that's like the most important thing. Stitcher put out a survey and basically found that the number one way that people got into podcasts was their friends recommended it to them. So if you have a friend that is thinking about building a podcast or a brand, a media brand, then please spread the word. Tell them about this show. All right, that's enough shameless self-promotion. Thank you for listening, and we will see you again next week.